The next patient is Carol Koss. The last name is COSS. This is the clinical case of an 86-year-old white female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3B. The patient has cardiorenal syndrome associated to cardiomyopathy. She has alterations in the cardiac rhythm. She had a permanent pacemaker, and the battery had to be replaced a couple of weeks ago. Ever since then, the patient has been experiencing rapid heartbeats, especially in the morning. And she has been taking atenolol 50 milligrams every day, but she takes it at night. I am going to make a point in recommending the atenolol to be taken in the morning and see if this is going to make the difference. The other recommendation is to get an appointment with the cardiologist, Dr. Sankar, S-A-N-K-A-R, for him to evaluate and treat, period. The patient has the CKD3B that is associated to the cardiovascular condition. She has the tendency to go into congestive heart failure. She takes a combination of furosemide with metolazone. The laboratory workup that was done showed serum creatinine that was 1.89 beyond 45, with an estimated GFR of 25. She doesn't have significant proteinuria. Number two, the patient has anemia that is related to chronic kidney disease that is followed at the Florida Cancer Center. Following number. Hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. The latest T3, it was 3 picograms per milliliter, which is within range. The free T4 is 1.1 nanograms per deciliter, that is within range, and the TSH was slightly decreased. We're going to continue with the same approach. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. However, this hypertension has been controlled for a long time. The blood pressure today is 114 over 60. Following number. The patient has a seizure disorder for which she has been prescribed sonisamide Zonisamide. Hundred milligrams. She's supposed to take 2 once a day. The patient recently had a seizure, and she went to see the neurologist, and the neurologist recommended to continue taking the same medications. Adjustments were not made. Following number, the patient has been losing weight precipitously. From August to November, she has lost 8 pounds. And this is related to the fact that she had the seizure, she had the change in the pacemaker battery.
The day of birth? I can't understand you.
And she says that she doesn't have the appetite. I took a dietetic history, and I don't think that she's eating the number of calories that she needs. The recommendation was to use the food that she likes. She likes pasta, she likes seafood, she likes sweets, she likes ice cream, and the caloric intake could be increased in that way. She's going to switch the main meal of the day to lunch rather than supper. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. The gout, the vitamin D have been under control. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 30 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.